Exam practice, test one, listening, part two. You will hear the manager of a factory talking to office staff about renovation work at the factory complex. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good afternoon. First of all, I want to say thank you for your patience for the last 6 months. As you know, all the office staff had to move to temporary offices while the renovation work at the factory complex was taking place. But finally, that work is finished, and everyone can return to the factory complex and their new office space. We're hoping everything will go smoothly, but there's a couple of things we'll need you to do during your first week back. You'll be pleased to know that your files and folders have been placed at your desk, so there's no need for you to go hunting around for any records. A couple of people have asked whether their old pass will still work at the security gate, or will they need to get their photo done and update their personal details? I can assure you that the old pass will still get you through the gate, no problem. Once you've had a chance to settle into the new offices, please take the time to view a training video for the operating system we're now using. We think it's going to manage all our programs far more efficiently. Obviously, the sooner you can get this done, the better. Also for next week, because the renovations have meant a complete redesign of some of the company's buildings, you'll need to attend a session on things like what to do if you hear the fire alarm go off and where to meet if you have to evacuate the buildings. We'll let you know as soon as we have a definite time for that. It's going to be a busy week for everyone, but hopefully the kind of challenge that can help bring the team together. We'll make a time for you to report back to me on Friday. All right. We've also taken some steps to improve the physical environment in your offices. Bigger windows mean that the offices are a lot brighter, and that's better for your eyes. Inside, we've replaced some dividing walls with coloured glass panels. They look great. We've also invested in some adjustable chairs. You can lower or raise them to whatever height feels right for you. What else? We've now got some quality insulation in the ceilings and walls that'll make everything a lot warmer. Also, another thing, we've set aside several rooms for project work. That will allow a team to get together around the same table. We feel that more opportunities for face-to-face discussion will benefit the whole company. So, when you come next...
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
Okay, so let's look at a plan of the factory complex and see how it's changed. You can see that the main entrance is at the top of the map. Ellerslie Road is on the left-hand side and the warehouse is at the bottom. Okay, let's start with one of the new buildings. The conference centre, perhaps. If you look at the lower half of your plan, on the right, there are two long buildings that are parallel to each other. The conference centre is the one with a view of the river. Hopefully, that's something visitors to the factory complex will appreciate, especially on a sunny day when it's clear outside. Now, what about the new office space? As you know, the offices used to be in that large building right alongside Ellerslie Road, and that could get a bit noisy at times. So what we've done is move the office space further away from the road, into the building that directly joins on to reception. This should mean employees can benefit from a quieter working environment, as well as the other improvements I mentioned earlier. We also decided to move the stores building, so it could be a lot closer to the warehouse. So now, if you were going to enter the factory complex from the Ellerslie Road entrance, stores would be the building immediately on your left. The warehouse staff have already commented that having the stores here is much more convenient. Yes, I'm sure it's going to save a lot of time. Finance was another building that had to be relocated. They just didn't have enough space before. So you can see the main entrance on the plan, right? And below that is the roundabout. Then there's the road that goes from the roundabout directly to reception. Well, the finance building is about halfway along that road. On the plan, the factory is just above it. The cafe, just so you know, is in the same place as before. It's not ideally located for the factory workers, that's true, but it's not too far if you're heading down from reception or up from the warehouse. But what we've done is try to make the environment a bit more pleasant. So whereas before you look straight from the cafe onto the large car park, now there's a line of trees separating them. I think you'll agree that this was a good decision. Putting in the trees, I mean. It was also necessary to relocate the IT department. Of course, for some of their work, they can do it remotely, but from time to time, the IT people do need to visit the different buildings around the factory complex. For that reason, we've given the IT department a more central location. It's that square building you see right in the centre of the plan, one of the closest buildings to the larger car park. Something I'd like to say about the car park, actually.
That is the end of part 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part 2.